So we continue in Sha'ar Ava in the Arkos Vadikim. We're on page 248. The learning, as always, should be Eschosi Lenishma, Sadir Chaver, Chaim Eloz, Ben Shem Shinarye, and Rabbi Yaakov Yezrim, Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. Should also be Eschos for Fuhr Shlema, Chaimda, Ben Menarachol, Chanalei, Bashen, Rachol, Abadati, Ben Peril, and Eschos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this. He says, Hakel HaNichbad Ba'Naira, Mitzvah Li'Ava Li'Yira Yisai. It's a mitzvah to love the honorable and awesome creator. You should love Hashem your God, you should also fear him. This is the way to attain love of Hashem. Is that you focus on the greatness of Hashem, the wondrous acts. You look at nature, and from nature, you're able to get a sense of awe and inspiration, that immediately brings you to a recognition of Hashem. So, for example, we just went through a major winter storm. If you were to look and think about the size of the storm, the impact of the storm, the strength of the storm, and you say to yourself, well, some being out there created this storm, and that being is Hashem. So all of a sudden, it shows you the awesomeness of Hashem, that he controls this, the weather, and how much of Earth was impacted, how much of the United States was impacted by it. And so that fills a person with a sense of awe, a sense of fear I'm drawing a blank, but basically you have a sense of respect for Hashem, and that fills a person with love. And he says, "Meshabchem b'faroi," you praise him, "umusava taiva gadol leidas Hashem agadol," and you're filled with a great desire to know him. David, my soul thirsts for Hashem, the living God. When you think about these things, he immediately draws himself back in fear. And he is a sense of pachad. And you recognize your status, your stature in relation to Hashem, that you're small, low, dark, and you don't have a lot of wisdom. The meuta, very, very minimal, if you tmim deyos, before you're standing in front of perfect knowledge. So you are a being that is full of that's missing a lot of knowledge and a lot of characteristics, and you're lacking. You have chesroinus, and you're standing in front of the perfect being with perfect knowledge. David, when I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, what is a man that you actually care about him? So man in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ka'ayin, is like nothing. When a person reflects upon these great concepts, and he recognizes creations, you have angels, you have planets, you have a person, how do you see the wisdom of Hashem? Through his creations. There are so many books out there that will teach you about the ingenuity and the chachma that went into the creation, whether it's the solar system, whether it's Earth and the laws of physics, the laws of chemistry, or whether it's the biology of animals and plants and human beings, where you could see the chachma of Hashem in each being. And he says, and that adds love to Hashem. The titzma nafshay, his soul will thirst, v'yichma b'saray, and his skin will long, le'ayves ha'makayim baruch hu, v'yira v'yivchan mishiflusay, v'dalusay, v'kalusay, and he'll be fear and in awe of his low, k'shiyarech atzma lechem ha'guvus ha'kadosh ha'magdol ha'shem baruch hu, that he's going to be considered little, low, and insignificant in comparison to any of these great bodies that were created by Hashem. Forget about Hashem himself, but even in respect to Malachim, in respect to the planets, the solar system, we feel insignificant in comparison to that. It says elsewhere, V'rei Elikim, fear Hashem. U'be'aru, and Chazal explains, Shem is yarei midin oinei shemayim, that a person should fear punishment of Hashem's judgment, and Gehenim and punishment in this world. This, but a person should, he says, this is very far from love. This midah of fearing Hashem and doing what you need to do because you're afraid of punishment and you're afraid of Gehenim, that's very far from love. But rather, a person should fear Hashem instead. Like the way that a person loves his wife and his wife loves him. And he fears to do anything against her. He doesn't want to lose the love. So, how does a person interact, or how should a person interact with his wife? Shouldn't be that you're afraid of her and she terrorizes you. Hopefully, that's not your situation. But instead, the way it should be is that there is a mutual love and respect. And the fear is not a fear of upsetting the person, it's a fear of losing that relationship. And so I do for the other person because I want to make sure that I maintain the relationship. And the fear is that if I don't live up to my responsibilities, I might lose that. And that the underlying motivation is not fear, it's love. He says, this is the same thing. The flames of Hashem's love are flames of fire. Similarly, a person should be afraid. He doesn't want to lose that love connection you have with Hashem. When it says serve Hashem with fear, it's fear inspired by love. Let's finish up the Shar. Rejoice with trembling. Out of awe of Hashem, you should rejoice in doing His will. And that's what we mean when we say that it's a fear inspired by love. Fear of Hashem is the treasure. This love will not last. Except to someone who follows the mitzvahs properly. If someone doesn't know the mitzvahs that he's commanded to do, ain't zanikra gamer. It's impossible to be called a complete lover of Hashem. Lachin, therefore, yoyava adam kala mitzvahs asher yivyu lava sabari baruchu barchshmai v'oisekein tayvlei b'lebazel oylem haba. So he ends off by saying that how does a person reach this level of love? Through the mitzvahs. That's the point of the mitzvahs. The point of the mitzvahs is to connect us with Hashem. And so it's impossible to properly and fully connect with Hashem if you are not fulfilling the mitzvahs. Therefore, a person needs to be aware of the mitzvahs and fulfill them. It will be good for you, not only in this world, but as well as in the world to come.